Democracy is a process that you see. Transparency, accountability, advocacy, legitimacy, elections, free and fair, to cast a ballot, to care about the issues that move you. Let me give you a few. Education, safety, inclusion, peace, jobs without confusion. Each person is equal under the law. Persons with disabilities, ethnic and religious minorities, those at the margin, historically, physically, ethnically, politically marginalized. Meet with the decision makers, not the takers. Human rights put down grassroots. They organize, growing and flourishing. They nourish and humanize our hopes and dreams as a community. And democracy without institutions? Improbable. Without women, youth, and diversity? Impossible. In the absence and breakdown of these pillars, a breach happens between governments and people. A democracy, while so good, can become dark. With unions so fragile, it might break your heart to see poverty, disease, refugees, natural disasters, climate change, insecurities, war and ethnic conflict, terrorism, and violent extremism. There are 1.5 billion that live in conflict-affected countries, where children, women, and men go hungry, not just hungry for food. Hungry for political and economic opportunities because of deficits in government accountability, propelling the risk of instability and violence. Like the cost of war in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, or citizens organizing for change, Ukraine, Guatemala, Tunisia. Meanwhile, disinformation wreaks havoc on the unknowing, glowing in our faces from our screens, relaying news as something more than it would seem to be. No, it is under the scenes. This is why a democracy must deliver, and not just a ballot every few years. It is every single day. You have the freedom to speak your mind, vote your way, without fear. Democracy connects communities and nations. It's not an export or imposition, rather responds to hopes and aspirations supporting universal care. Because what happens in Moscow or Mogadishu doesn't stay there. Compromise and tolerance play important roles. Your sole interests don't drive you. You must meet in the middle, and by showing more than just a little respect, talk to your enemy, build a better life, together. And remember, no dictator, strongman, or kingmaker can ever match the power of your vote, your rights, your freedom, the power of you.
If you believe every person counts, sing this with us.
Every person, every person, every person counts. So count, count, count every vote.
Let's go now.
Every person, every person, every person counts.
So count.
So count, count, count every vote.
Say every person.
Defending our democracy is our only hope.
Come on.
So count, count, count every vote.
Every person.
Every person, every person, every person counts. So count, count, count every vote.
Yeah. New Talib Kweli. You know what it is. Come on.
First name, disturbed by the fame, just like Kurt Cobain. Breath of life, kiss of death, my lips pursed the same. You flirt till she came, nothing hurt like the pain and torture. Thought it's up to dust, looking for a thing, something to take a thing, like the war's name. Put your hands together, got a more saying. Settle more metal for beef that we don't let the war settle. I try to navigate the treacherous waters of America's ghettos that set up the slaughter us. But there's more of us, yeah. Although we speak in different languages, we all pretty familiar, but we're anger is younger, dangerous, trick stranglers, get the bulls and gang the shit, guns to bang you with, and we put it on records to entertain you with. Our growing pains are way deeper than my seekers. Our uniforms is white, sneakers and white t-shirts, on top of white beaters. We like the light reefers, the hood needers, but rappers just ain't the right leaders. I put a lot into it, this is my product, and I gotta move it. Stop the industry, but you can't stop the music.
And upside down kingdom, we're
to shoot his kid and throw himself in front of the train. A mother leave a baby home for 2 weeks all by himself. 2 years old, eating ketchup and mustard, crying for help. Trying to bring his struggle to life. The label want a song about a bubbly life. I have trouble trying to write some shit to bang in the club through the night. When people suffer tonight, Lord knows I try. Through the rubble for a suitable hustle. Some people using the noodles, some people using the muscle. Some people put it all together, make it fit like a puzzle. Come on, say it now. Life is a beautiful struggle. People search through the rubble for a suitable hustle. Some people using the noodles, some people using the muscle. Some people put it all together, yeah.
America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, nor freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you who mumbles in the dark? And who are you that draws your veil across the stars? I am the poor white, fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old stupid plan of dog eat dog, of mighty crush the weak. I am the young man full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab the land, of grab the gold, of grab the ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. I am the farmer, bondsman to the soil. I am the worker, sold to the machine. I am the Negro, servant to you all. I am the people, humble, hungry, mean, hungry, yet today, despite the dream, beaten, yet today, oh pioneers, I'm the man who never got ahead, the poorest worker bartered through the years. Yet I'm the one who dreamt our basic dream in the old world while still a serf of kings, that dreamt a dream so strong, so brave, so true, that even now its mighty daring sings in every furrow turned, in every brick and stone that's made America the land it has become. For I'm the one who sailed those early seas in search of what I meant to be my home. I'm the one who left dark Ireland's shore and England's grassy lay and Poland's plain, and torn from black Africa's strand I came to build a homeland of the free. The free? Who said the free? Not me. Surely not me. The millions on relief today. The millions shot down when we strike. The millions who have nothing for our pay. For all the dreams we've dreamed and all the songs we have sung. For all the hopes we've held and all the flags we've hung. The millions who have nothing for our pay except a dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again. The dream that never has been yet and yet must be. The dream where every man is free. The land that's mine, the poor man's, Indians, Negroes, me. Who made America? Whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose hand at the foundry, whose plow in the rain must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain. From those who live like leeches on the people's lives, we must bring back our land again, America. Oh yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me. And yet I swear this oath, America will be. Out of the wreck and ruin of our gangster death, the rape and rot and graft of stealth and lies, we the people must redeem the land, the plants, the mines, the rivers, the mountains, the endless plain, all stretch of these great green states, and make America again. Langston Hughes.
I found a light between the cracks. I found a voice that shakes, can still fight back. No weapon drawn can speak my peace. So now I'm calling off this war inside of me.
The words that we speak aloud become the house we live in. The fire inside has the power to build up.
Sound when the branches bend and no one's around. I'm not the only way that shapes the shore, riding the shoulders of all those who came.
Become the house we live in.
people rise. We need a vote, vote, and organize. Freedom can't come to the people rise. We need a vote, vote, and organize. Freedom can't come to the people rise.
I'm gonna write a poem on the ballot, cause I know that our poetry is magic, and we can overcome hate and transform the states, and the right wing never gonna have it. So I'm gonna write a poem on the ballot. Let me scribe similes, it'll change policy like a wave on the sea, we moving. And now I'm gonna write like a dog in the fight, like a God-given light, we proving that we can undo a curse with the vote like a verse, cause our people come first, we love you. So with a whole 16 for a whole new dream, till our people can't breathe, we rising. We about to dance on the ballot, cause we beautiful, period, valid. We gonna vote and organize folks till we mobilize hope to decolonize and close the camp. We gonna vote for the people who can't and build up power beyond elections. Dignity, respect, permanent protection. Ain't nothing can stop this movement. My people, I know we could do this. It's time to write a poem on the ballot and heal ourselves and the planet.
No es mi presidente, él no representa la voz de mi gente. Si está conmigo, pues digan presente y griten, no es mi presidente. No es mi presidente. Organizaremos el pueblo como siempre. Nuestro poder es como la corriente. Griten, no es mi presidente. No es mi presidente. Él no representa la voz de mi gente. Si está conmigo, pues digan presente y griten, no es mi presidente. No es mi presidente. Organizaremos el pueblo como siempre. Nuestro poder es como la corriente. Griten, no es mi presidente.
Why does the caged bird sing? Why does it weep as surrogate songs of deliverance over wombs ripened with scars? Do you know why it serenades our freedom? Becoming voice for the mute when fears snatch strength from our cry. We too sing of America, dreaming dreams of liberty and justice for all, crying from mountaintops, let freedom ring. We sing for the captives, the caged brown babies, the black royals, stripped from native lands, traded for the peace that passes all understanding. They dreamt of our existence, hoped of our arrival at this place called home soon. We'll all be done with the troubles of this world, but until then, the strongest voice we have is found in our pen. We weep for the forgotten, the stolen boys and sex trafficked girls, for every hashtagged black body. We weep for George and Brianna, for Ahmaud and Sandra. We still call their names, but there are far too many hashtags to fit into this poem. We vote for the incarcerated, for those whose only sin is being too poor to post bail. We vote for the felons who've served their time yet are sentenced to life with no voting rights, no housing rights, no employment. Our vote removes their burden, setting captives free. We vote for the great-great-great-grandmothers with Jim Crow memories and marches on Washington. We vote with the backing of their ancestors, the civil rights leaders who laid their lives on the line so we could stand in one. With the hounds of racism nipping at our heels, we fight a new voter suppression, a fight we will lose unless we all choose to lift every voice and sing. We vote for a people whose muted voices now scream, Black Lives Matter. No, really, our black lives have to matter. We vote for the mothers who can't take off work on Tuesday because her kids would miss a meal on Wednesday. For the kid who's missing meals anyway, can you feel the weight of oppression? Its knee on the necks of the marginalized, gentrifying its way into the American tale. We too believe in King's dream, hoping one day we'll wake up and see that liberty has not yet rang for the voiceless ones, the one whose color and creed separate them from the vision their forefathers died for, took that freedom ride for. Your vote is your choice, but our vote is our voice in a world that doesn't seem to hear us otherwise. We urge you, cast ballots for the voiceless so that caged birds can learn to fly.
about to turn. The table about to turn. Yeah. I've been flipping through my timeline, trying to get my mind right. My city cried out. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. Cooking with my Crisco. Look at what my fist go. A renegade when I'm in a rage. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. I keep my hands dirty, my mind clean. Got a new agenda with a new dream. I'm kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. America, you a lie. But the whole world about to testify. I said the whole world about to testify. And the table's about to, the table's about to turn. Then you should do the dishes. Burning down plantations. Ain't no parking, I don't need no validation. I light sage when I'm in a rage. I don't need permission, I got my intuition. Hands dirty, mind clean. A different vision with a new dream. We kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. I said America, use a lie. But the whole world about to testify. I said the whole
of America, into your republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for who? For you? For some? not for us, not for our people. So please stop saying we equal. With your flag of red, white, and blue in one hand, you beat us. Until we're black and blue with the other, beat us. Until we're none, beat us. Until we can't walk straight, then you put us in chains if we lucky. But for the ones of us who aren't so lucky, you tell us to put our hands up as some type of sick tribute to your privilege. And then you pull the trigger until our bodies lay down on your ground. Pull the trigger until your clip is empty. Pull the trigger until we make your evening news. And then when our children cry, we have to look our children in the eyes and tell them that they have to be cautious. That when they walk your streets, they have to do so in fear. That they have to spend an entirety of their life looking over their shoulder, because you will hunt them down. And you will bury them, either in a prison system that aims to disenfranchise them or the dirt beneath their feet. And this is all because of that same racism that you love to say no longer exists. But we all know that that same racism is the reason that when we want to put a hood on, we resist. The reason that when we go to get these jobs, we're dismissed at the door. The reason that when we go to shop, we're watched in your stores. That racism is the reason that us saying your Pledge of Allegiance feels a lot like a root canal or a whip's impact against our flesh or a baton to our head or a bullet in our back or tear gas at a Black Lives Matter protest. That racism is the reason that three women clenched their purses as I walked through the entrance of this very building. It hurts that I have to remember that the system I was born into was built to work against me. Hurts that I have to remember. Hurts that I have to remember. Hurts that I have to. Hurts that I actually have to remember that you will happily invest more money into the preservation of wildlife than you ever will into the preservation of Black life. Let me ask y'all a question. When y'all turn on y'all TVs and witness another Black body laid out on y'all concrete, what do y'all see? Another murder? Another sad story? Another funeral? Do you see the aftermath? I see another child that lost their father. Another single woman trying to raise a man. Another broken home which leads to another child that grows up and suffers the same fate as their father. Which means another Black woman that outlives her adolescent son. This country practices a culture that lacks equal rights for Blacks. And we love to say that Black don't crack mean while y'all shatter our melanin like glass. My back breaks for everybody you lay at our feet. For every memory I try to erase within your war zones. Late nights reveal that my PTSD has found its way to the surface. And my hate for this country reminds me that I'm far from patriotic. So it's a little ironic that I pledge allegiance to your flag of the United States of America and to your republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for who?
We rise, humbly hearted, rise, won't be divided.